six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
I can smell the swimming pool.
Get your worm, birdie. That's yours. I don't want it.
That bird thought I was going to take her worm. No, not me. Because the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that is not worm-stealing time. Oh, no. I think we all know that it means it's time for another exciting episode of the
Dubious Ghost Committee.
Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and my current behavior pattern is exactly the same as it has been for the last couple days, which means I'm working my way down into the creek because we're going to do a quick golf ball check. Somebody's freaking out up here. Do we have an owl? Look around, Tobe. Look around before things start moving. Who's honk, 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 honking? Wash that quacker. It's woodpecker action over here.
Yeah, hi, buddy.
We got two flickers on this tree over here. And they're yapping it up. Probably looking for love. Okay, so we're down in the creek. And we're going to go over here to the water real quick and just glance in here briefly. This is going to be one of those quick golf ball checking days. Yeah, there's nothing. And that's absolutely fine. Because, oh boy, do I have a story for you. But hold on a second. There's something red over here. Oh, it's a bottle cap or something. Okay. Trash. I have just got this story to tell. Yeah. And, well, the thing of this is, ooh, look at this over here. I think I found the raccoon poop zone. Although, I guess that could be marmots. But this story that I have to tell you is, like many Tobe stories, it's a little hard to believe. Let me just check a couple more spots for girth burrs. But the truth is, this is an absolutely true story. This is another one of those weird things that only happens to me. And the thing that makes it so unbelievable, really, is the fact that this has happened to me before. And I've already talked about it here on the Dubious Skulls Committee. Yeah. I think we're going to have to get into it in here in a minute. Because, well, there's no golf balls down here. And the reason that there's no golf balls down here is because I was down here last night. But I just wanted to check. Just in case any morning golfers today, maybe they lost some golf balls. And I really felt the need to check, but okay. Let's get out of here. How about that? How about we get the hell out of here? And let's get out of here to the tune of Hang Fire by the Stones. Awesome. The Rolling Stones with Hang Fire. I believe that was off of the Tattoo You album, but don't quote me on that because I can't actually remember. And that doesn't matter. Now, Pippa, what do you want? Do you want to do Kitty Water stuff? Do you want some Kitty Water? Because I can get that for you. Okay. We're going to have to do the cat water routine here real quick before we launch into the story because, yeah, it's going to happen. Come on, Dingins, let's get the kitty water. So we pour out the old water, flush the toilet, put the bowl back on the ground, open the kitty jug. The cat has not entered the bathroom yet.
Get your kitty butt in here, please.
Yeah. Okay, so you pour the kitty water in the bowl, even though the cat doesn't walk into the bathroom, and then the water is full, and then we put the cap back on the water bottle. And it's time for me to launch into this story. But first, I think we're going to walk up into the kitchen so I can get something to drink. Okay, the story. This is the official beginning of the story. Yesterday, immediately after the dubious goals committee adjourned for the day, I went through my regular routine of eating lunch and then, you know, doing stuff that I have to do, which isn't much, but it's still a thing, right? Mango agua fresca. So good. So mango-y. So I ate lunch. I did all that. And then I had to go out and run some errands. I had to go to the post office. I had to go get some gasoline. I had to do a couple of other things. So I'm driving around doing stuff, you know, expending energy, exerting some effort. And yesterday was kind of hot. It wasn't as hot as the day before, but it was still, it was like 29 degrees all day. And I got home, and I got home at about 4 o'clock local time. It's the hottest part of the day. And I sit down and I'm gonna watch some videos or something. I started up some Wuxia movie, and then the tiredness hit me. You know, that it's the heat, plus I just ate lunch, and I've been running around doing stuff, and now I'm relaxing. And, you know, I didn't sleep all that great the night before, so now I'm tired. And I think, yeah, it's probably nap time. So I slithered down onto the floor, pulled a blanket up over my head, and I slept for almost an hour. Very typical. Completely and utterly typical. Now, here's the tricky part. Here's where it starts getting weird. Here's where it starts getting creepy. Except it's not creepy, it's awesome. So while I was sleeping, I did in fact have a dream. I'm just walking around in my house right now, getting more exercise. I had a dream, and I had a dream that I was down in the creek, and I was looking for golf balls. Because I even dream about looking for golf balls now. This is not the first dream I've had of this. Keep that in mind. And I've mentioned it before. So I had this dream where I was down in the creek, and I was sort of in the usual spot, and I couldn't find anything, and suddenly I see a ball, and it's kind of halfway in the mud, and it's sort of in the water almost, kind of. And it's just far away that I can't quite make out what it is. I keep saying to myself, what the hell is that golf ball? What is that? And I was trying to get closer and get a better look at it. Wait a minute, what just flew through my backyard? What is that thing in the tree? Burb. So I'm looking at the golf ball in my dream, and it sort of resolves, and I can see what it is. And I, oh, it's one of those Callaway stripers. It's, you know, the funny dot. I'm going to have to take pictures of all these damn balls so you'll know what I'm talking about. It's one of those Callaway stripers. It's got the dots in the stripe going around it, and it's blue. I'm looking at it, and no, it's, does it change in the dream, or did I just sort of see it wrong? But then I'm looking at it, and I was like, no, it's one of those pinnacles that has the red and blue dot stripes that go. But then I kind of changed. I'm like, no, that's not what it is. And I'm looking at it, trying to figure out what it is, and various things are going through my mind. You know, is it a custom? What the hell is that? What is that damn golf ball? That's a really unusual and weird golf ball, the kind that I'm really interested in. Boom, and I wake up. Yeah, and I went to sleep at about 4:30. I woke up at about 5:30. And I sat there thinking, wow, huh, I wonder what that golf ball was. What an unusual dream I had. In fact, if we look in this golf ball box right over here, is this one? Yeah. In my dream, I thought it was maybe one of these, or I thought it was maybe one of the stripers. Couldn't tell in my dream. So for the next, I don't know, hour or so, I was just drinking tea and watching some vids, thinking about stuff. And then I thought, oh, I should go down to the creek. I should go down to the creek tonight and check for golf balls. Because if you'll remember, we didn't find any golf balls yesterday during the day, during dubious goals committee. And it was a nice golfing day, so I thought, okay, I'll go back. I'll go back tonight around 7:30 or 8 o'clock or so. Give people plenty more time to lose some golf balls, and we'll just see if there's any golf balls down there. So 7:30 rolls around, and I'm thinking, oh, I should go down to the creek and look for golf balls. But then the algorithm suggested a really interesting video that I watched, and it was about 40 minutes long. And I had also looked outside, and it was still too sunny and too bright at 7:30. It's like, yeah, I don't really want to go out there. It's really hot. No. So I watched this video. And that's why we had to listen to the Stones, Hang Fire. Because the video was a guy, and I watch this guy's videos sometimes, and unfortunately, his channel has the unfortunate title of Smarter Every Day. And in this video, he goes out and he buys about $1,200 worth of vintage, antique, like late 17th, early 18th century handguns. And he buys... He had seen these guns in the store forever, and it's a single barrel boot gun, a double barrel Dellinger, and a duck's foot. And if you've never seen a duck's foot pistol, it has three barrels, and it volley fires. It shoots all three balls at once. Boom! It's for repelling boarders. Now I've seen this guy do gun stuff before. He's not a gun channel guy. He's not a gun nut, but he will occasionally do gun experiments. So the guy spends $1,200 on these vintage weapons and then starts doing stupid stuff. The guy's never dealt with black powder weapons, and of course he's using Pyrodex. And he's got his 15-year-old kid. Here, load these up, dude. You need to be trained on those weapons before you do any damn thing. Now this is one of those guys who's all about responsible gun ownership and all that crap. This is what these people spout all the time. And then they film themselves doing the dumbest stuff with guns that you should never do, and it's a miracle that they don't die. But regardless, the reason we had to listen to Hang Fire by the Stones is while I was watching this guy, when they were testing off their double-barreled Derringer, they had a hang fire in the second chamber. And I just went, hang fire! And then they did some more stupid crap, and then I couldn't watch it anymore. But then I had the song Hang Fire by the Stones going through my head for the next, until 10 minutes ago. So at this time, it's 8:08, one of my favorite times of day, the Hawaiian time. And I decided, yep, it's time. The sun's going down. The sun is below local horizon, but there's still enough light. And I run down to the creek with my golf ball picker upper tool, the grabber reacher, the help manual of which is sitting right here and is hilarious. For example, it's a FAQ. We gather all the questions that customers may encounter. Hope could help you solve problems quickly. Question: can the grabber reacher be used to install the bulb? Answer: this grabber reacher is not convenient for installing the bulb. Please don't use it to install bulbs. Nice. So I get down to the creek and I start looking around for golf balls. And I did find a couple. I found an orange, I found a pink, I picked them both up. I found some white golf balls, and they weren't that interesting. They're just regular boring old white golf balls. So I went down to the other end of the creek. I'm down at the culvert end, and again, I'm looking around. There's one or two, maybe three golf balls, nothing interesting. Nothing interesting, so I just left them there. And I walked downstream a little bit to the island, and I thought, should we go to the island? I haven't been up on the island in a few days, and blah, blah, blah. and I was judging the weather and the atmospheric conditions, and I thought, yeah, no, I'm not overheating or anything. Let's cross. So I go through the effort of crossing the creek, do some rock hop, and climb up onto the island. And I start looking around, and I'm not finding anything. And there's people up on the golf course looking for a golf ball that they just lost, and I was laughing. And I found a couple of nothing balls, you know, and I was just looking around. And, well, I was over on one sort of lobe of the island, and I thought I saw something white under the ivy. You know, normally the island is covered in ivy, but with all of the float bark from this spring floating down, it all landed on the island and it stayed there. So using the reacher grabber, or is it the grabber reacher? What is the thing? The grabber reacher. The grabber reacher can pick up items within 5 pounds, but it feels laborious when taking heavy objects. That's the question. The answer is, it is recommended to use the grabber reacher to pick up about 2 pounds of items, and it is not suitable for taking heavy objects for a long time. And I'm moving some vines, some little leafy vines that are, you know, 20 centimeters tall. Big leaves are hiding golf balls. And I push the vines aside. And, there is something white right here. And so I push the vines aside again, trying to keep them from popping back so I can see if it's a golf ball. Oh my God, it's a golf ball. It is a golf ball. Oh, hey, oh, wait a second. Does it have weird crap on it? Wait, what the hell, damn guy? And I bend over, and I pick it up, and boom, it's the golf ball. The golf ball. The golf ball from the dream that I had 2.5 or 3 hours earlier. The dream golf ball. I picked it up, and I said, what in the hell is this? And I noticed right away that it's got the pattern. It's got the pattern, kids. It's a Callaway. It's a Callaway custom ball, custom printed, and it's got a little logo in little Telstar pattern soccer ball pattern on the ball. Ball pattern custom. And I'm freaking out because I'm going, oh my God, this is the ball that I dreamed about. And what this ball is it's a Callaway, and it's got a logo, but it's not a logo ball. It just says, have a day in small writing, and then underneath is a picture of either a hockey stick or a golf club. I'm guessing a golf club, being as this is a golf ball. And this is in the color, I would say navy blue, or maybe royal blue. Very nice dark blue. I'm like, oh my God, it's a custom. I found another custom golf ball. You know, when we find these, it rains, it pours. We find them in groups, in bunches, it seems like. And I'm freaking out, standing there on the island. And I'm like, oh, this is a custom Callaway. This is the ball that I just dreamed of. What's the number? What's the number? Because remember, you can put a custom number on these golf balls because it's their custom golf balls. And I have golf balls with 4-digit numbers on them, years, 1968, you know, stuff like that, 1892. So I roll the golf ball around in my hand, and I realize, hey, this isn't a regular Callaway ball. This is another Chrome Tour ball. And I'm rolling it around to the other logo, and there's the number, but it's not a number. What does it say? It says BDS, just 3 letters, BDS, then the Callaway logo, and then Chrome Tour. Yeah, where have we seen these Chrome Tour BDS balls before? That's right, the previous week, here it is right here. I got all my golf balls sitting up here in the kitchen. Not all of them, just the coolest ones. Last week, you'll remember we found the Bob Does Sports custom ball. And that's a hell of a custom ball because that's a two-color logo. That's a two-color custom print job. And the little logo says Bob Does Sports. And then the number is BDS for Bob Does Sports. So here's the new ball that says, have a day, BDS, Callaway, Chrome Tour. Now, these other Bob Does Sports balls are Chrome Tours, too. So this is the second Chrome Tour custom we found. I didn't know they made the custom Chrome Tours, you know, because all the other customs we have ever found, almost a dozen of them, just the regular ball. So here we have another BDS Callaway. Now, is this from Bob Does Sports? Is this the same guy? Is this Bob? Bob lost all of his Bob Does Sports balls and had to go to his other custom balls. Have a day. Who is this guy named Bob who can afford to have custom balls made? The most expensive ones, two color, and on the Chrome Tour ball. These are the most expensive custom balls you can buy. And he's so bad at golf that he's losing these. Bob can do sports. It doesn't mean he's good at them. He's losing his custom golf balls. And your boy Tobit's finding them. So yes, once again, I had a premonition. I had a dream that I was going to find a very special golf ball of some kind. My brain, my mind, my dream, they did not know what kind it was exactly. But they said, oh, Tobe, you got to go down to the creek. You got to get down to the creek to get that custom ball. Yeah, this one's not quite as fancy as the Bob Does Sports ones. Because, you know, it's only a single color logo. But still, it's on the Chrome Tour ball. So now we have three of the Chrome Tour custom balls. The two Bob Does Sports ones. And then this one, the Have a Day. Another thing is, something about this logo looks really damn familiar. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but it has something to do with that golf club logo. I've seen that before or something, and now it's starting to bother me again. So we're going back downstairs to open up this box, which has all the other custom golf balls in it and some of the weird soccer balls. Now, here's the heart one. Which one of the... Is this the weird logo one? Which one is the weird... I've seen this logo before, but why are there logo balls in here? I don't collect logo balls. It seems to me like I've seen this logo before or something similar to it. It's this hockey stick. No clues in the customs. Interesting. Now, here's where it gets all X-Files-y. And I always hated the X-Files. What a stupid show. But anyway. You're probably thinking, oh, Tub, what a funny coincidence. You dreamt about golf balls, and then you dreamt about a special golf ball that you wanted to find, and then you went out and you actually found it in real life. That's not a coincidence, kids, because you got to remember, this is not the first time that this has happened. A couple weeks ago, I had a dream that I would find a good golf ball down in the creek. And I woke up, and a couple hours later, I went back down to the creek, and I found this ball right here, one of the TaylorMade stripers, the orangish-brown one. I guess we could call that, color, is that burnt umber? Is it regular umber? It's somewhere between burnt umber and unburnt umber. It's partially burnt umber. Yeah. I'm some kind of dreaming golf ball psychic. I'm like Edgar Cayce, except for golf balls. And not boring pink boy dumb golf balls. Cool ones. Yeah, so last night I did pick up a pink. I don't know why. I thought I needed one more to fill a jug, but that jug is full, so we're good. Oh, we had to start a new red jug, a new orange jug, and a new green jug. It's going to be a hell of a golf ball season, but guess what?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Oh, and so I didn't sleep too great last night or this morning. Am I going to take a nap today? Maybe I will. Perhaps I'll dream of golf balls because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and let's listen to my microwave beeping.